What is the Kabbalah? The word Kabbalah means to receive. And we must ask ourselves, what is it that we are receiving, and from whom do we receive it? For 2,000 years, teachers in the Jewish tradition have been reticent to reveal these esoteric teachings. They had very strict rules. One had to be over 40 years of age in order to learn. One had to be married. One had to be very, very learned and know everything there was to know about the Torah, about the Old Testament, and about the Talmud. This made it impossible for most people to learn about the Kabbalah. Moreover, the Kabbalah was viewed by many as being an esoteric and very dangerous black magic practice. For the Kabbalah goes into many unusual realms. It seeks to understand soul realms and angelic realms. It looks into mysterious places of how the world was constructed, according to many people. And the teachers, over the years, kept up the myth that the Kabbalah was something that was inaccessible to the average person. In my own studies, I discovered that the Kabbalah really is something that is very practical and very useful for everybody. One does not have to be a student of the Torah. One doesn't have to know all of the laws. And one doesn't have to be male, 40 years old, married, and stable. There are teachings in the Kabbalah that apply to everyone and are meaningful to everyone. And this is the teaching of the Kabbalah that I would like to offer to you. The Kabbalah is something that informs us on how we live our lives. I was searching for a teaching that would open my heart, that would deepen not only my compassion, but my wisdom. And I discovered that there were two ways to learn Kabbalah. One was through teachers who learned it from their teachers and passed it on down to us. This is the traditional way of learning the Kabbalah, but it's the way that I found to be the most difficult to access. There's another way to learn the mystical Kabbalah, and that's by going directly to the source. How do we do that? We do that by reaching deep within ourselves, by learning to use various practices that open up the inner guide to the wisdom that surrounds us. And it was through these practices and long retreats that I began to discover a Kabbalah that spoke directly to me from the source of all being. Kabbalah is built on the principle of light and vessel. All of creation is either light or the vessel that holds it. And the source of all light, from a Kabbalistic perspective, is called Ein Sof, boundlessness. This is what is truly meant when we refer to God. From a Kabbalistic perspective, the word God is not comprehensive enough. It should be understood as boundlessness, without any attributes. Let us take a look at the opening line to the Torah. It says in Hebrew, Bereshit bara Elohim et ha-shamayim ve-et ha-aretz. It is usually translated as, in the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. The way the Kabbalist reads this opening line is, in the beginning, it created God, heaven, and earth. The it is in parentheses, and it is the unspoken Ein Sof that appears in the opening line to the Torah for the Kabbalist. This boundlessness is the key to all of the teachings of Kabbalah, for out of it, everything arises. When we read the rest of the Torah, the references to God that we see in English are actually many different words in Hebrew. So when you read through that which is often called the Old Testament in English, you'll see, "And God said this," or "The Lord did that." Whereas in Hebrew, there are many different words. One is Yud and He and Vav and He, the Hebrew letters. And one is Adonai, El, Elohim, Shaddai. And on, there are many, many names of God. These different names of God, from a Kabbalistic perspective, are called Partsufim. They are faces of the divine, various divine attributes. All of these are ways in which we relate to this unknowable, undefinable Ein Sof, but it transcends them all. And this teaching of the Kabbalah is so important. It changes the way we understand the entire nature of creation.